Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
This January, Danny's taking Family Secrets on the road. To get your tickets, visit DannyShapiro.com.
I'm Danny Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets. The secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
So I found out a family secret not too long ago. My grandpa passed away. And when I was five, one of my uncles passed away. And my relatives had always told us that it was carbon monoxide poisoning. He was doing work in the garage. Must have had the garage door down, didn't realize it, and passed away. And it wasn't until I was much older that my dad told me that they believed that my uncle actually committed suicide and that it was probably due to the fact that my grandpa was so cruel to him. My dad proceeded to tell me that he almost committed suicide because of how mean and terrible my grandpa was to him. And my uncle was much younger than him, and my dad had moved out and gotten married and had me and no longer lived in the house with my grandpa. And at some point, it was just my uncle and my grandpa in this house, and he did not survive it. So my grandpa was still pretty mean, actually, the rest of his life, and I couldn't figure it out why. And to learn that he had probably caused my uncle to commit suicide and almost my father, and the fact that he'd actually said to my dad, "Was I too hard on him?" I don't understand how you could continue to go through life and be so cruel to people when you know in your heart that your son probably committed suicide because of you. It's very sad, but I enjoy your podcast and I think it helps a lot of people. So I want to thank you for that.
Hi, thank you so much for your podcast. I have a secret that was kept from me for over 20 years. I was adopted when I was a month old, and I was always told that I was adopted. However, what I did not know was that I was the result of a relationship between two family friends while my biological mother was in an unhappy marriage. I grew up knowing both of my biological parents and three half-siblings. I was very close to all of them as family friends, but I never knew that I was interacting with my own flesh and blood until I was in my 20s. My biological mother never told me herself until she wrote me a letter while she was dying of cancer, and by the time I was able to visit her, she was too ill, and I didn't want to bring up the subject. My biological father, who is one of my dad's buddies, was told about me after she passed away. We had a very good relationship until he died due to long-term complications from a stroke almost 5 years ago now. Needless to say, it's taken a lot of therapy for me to process the layers of feelings surrounding my situation. The anger, the sadness, the mistrust, the resentment, as well as relief and finally knowing my full story. I was loved and I am loved. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to say that I love your podcast. I stumbled on it on accident and now I do not miss a week. I look forward to every week hearing a new story on my drive home from work. Your podcast resonated with me because I also have a family secret. The family secret is me. When I was younger, I grew up with my mother and my father and my younger brother. We had a great family, you know, good childhood. Everything was about as normal as it could be. except for the fact that my parents themselves were toxic. They fought all the time. They argued a lot. There was alcohol involved, so that probably intensified their arguments. So basically what happened was, when I was a junior or a senior in high school, I had went to prom one weekend with my boyfriend, and I had come home and then I tried to, you know, make new plans the next day. And my dad was kind of all over me, saying, you know, you've been gone all weekend, you know, you don't need to go anywhere. And my mom was sticking up for me, saying, well, let her go. And I realized that this, me asking to go somewhere, was going to turn into an argument. So I removed myself from the argument. But of course, as a nosy teenager, I still listened to the argument. And my mom said to him, you know, why are you all over her all the time about everything? I know why you do that to her. And he replied with, well, fine then, if that's what you think, let's just tell her. And that is how I found out that my dad was not my biological father. And in fact, my mom had gotten pregnant in high school with a classmate, and he failed. And my dad met me, my mom, when I was 2 years old, and he wound up marrying her and adopting me. So I guess overall what I wanted to say about this was, to anyone who feels similar to me, I had a good 15-year period where I thought that there was a piece of me missing. However, looking back now, I realize I had a family. I had a family my whole life growing up. I had a dad that loved me. I had a mom that loved me. Even though my biological dad was not there, I had, you know, the dad I knew stepped up, took care of me, and provided for me for my whole life. And so anyone who may be feeling like a piece of them is missing because they don't know their biological family, just remember the family you do have. And tell them you love them and thank you for everything that they've done for you your whole life. So it's not the end of the world to find out a family secret. You just kind of make do and you adapt. Thanks again for your podcast. I love it, and I look forward to the next new episode.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.